Hey, it's Daryl C. Murphy, and I just want to talk to you real quick. The Common is produced at WBUR in Boston. We're public media. We don't have paywalls, which means we don't ask you to pay to see our work. We say, here's some powerful stories for free. And then, if some of those stories you read or listen to are important to you, and you talk about it with your friends and family, and you even see the world a little differently, then we ask you to support it, because we want to continue making work that is meaningful to you. And right now, I want to let you know what's happening at WBUR. Our radio shows, our podcasts are getting some of the biggest audiences we've ever had. Our journalism is winning awards, reaching new and more diverse audiences. And you are a big part of that. Our journalism has never been stronger, but the business has never been harder. We've had a big loss of sponsorship dollars, like a lot of media companies have in recent years. But one thing we've always been pretty good at is getting support from our listeners to make the things they love. So we're asking right now, in a crucial moment for WBUR, can you help us get through this by joining other listeners in supporting WBUR? We need your help to keep making the podcast you're listening to right now, along with everything else that comes from WBUR. Your help would mean a lot to me and to all of my colleagues. So please, head to our website, WBUR.org. Thanks.
WBUR Podcasts, Boston.
I'm Daryl C. Murphy, and you're listening to The Common. Today is Patriots Day here in Massachusetts, which means Team Common is off. But don't worry, we still got something great for you. Because today is also the Boston Marathon, and five members of the WBUR staff are running it. And that includes our climate and environment correspondent and beloved guest on The Common, Barbara Moran. Being the reporter she is, Barb documented the ups and downs of her training journey as part of an essay for WBUR's Cognoscenti. I'll let Barb take it from here.
My name is Barbara Moran. I am 53 years old, and I am running the Boston Marathon. Or I'm going to try to run the Boston Marathon. I used to run marathons when I was younger. I've run five. But then, you know, I injured my knee. I had kids, my knee got worse, and eventually I just stopped. My knees are in pretty bad shape. My right knee is much worse. I am headed toward a knee replacement, and I asked my orthopedist, say I wanted to run one more marathon. Should I run it before a knee replacement or after a knee replacement? And she said, oh, definitely before. So anyway, I went back and told her I was running Boston, and she said, okay. Okay, it is Saturday, December 9th. Just walking home from my second team run. I'm limping. 5.5 miles. Hard to imagine how this is going to turn into 26 miles. Because I just feel like I ran a marathon already. I'm going to go home and eat some leftover pizza. Lie on the couch, I think. So I guess the question is, why am I doing this? And I feel like the last couple of years have been pretty tough. You know, we had the pandemic. I was taking care of my elderly father and my aunt. They both died. I feel like I'm coming out of a long, dark thing, and this is a hopeful act. Okay, it is December 23rd. I'm walking home after a team run, 7 miles today, best run yet. Woo! I am feeling like I might be able to do this marathon. Yes! And now I can eat anything I want.
Wait,
through Christmas. Wait, that's the walk sign.
Wait.
Okay. Woo! Do 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 do
Christmas. It's the best time of the year. I don't know if there'll be snow.
January 16th, 6:45 a.m. Just ran 5 miles. It's snowing. Ran super slow. Whoa, almost fell. Should pay attention to what I'm doing. My feet are soaked and freezing, and my hands are soaked and freezing, and my hair is frozen. I think I'm getting a cold. January. Saturday, February 10th. 16 miles. Okay, across the street. Wow. These curbs seem so high. Okay. Saturday, March 9th, 19 miles. I went out way too fast, and now I'm in a new level of pain. Okay, just... my poor knees. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, knees. Why am I doing this? It's Wednesday, March 13th. I think I'm in the freak out stage now of marathon training. Had this 19 mile run last weekend and it really hurt, man. My husband said yesterday that I seem happier doing all this marathon training, which is funny because, you know, he can hear me like sobbing. In the shower. Okay, it's Saturday, March 23, about 7 in the morning. I'm just gonna see how it looks outside. Okay, pouring rain and pretty cold. I can see my breath in the air. I'm in my basement warming up. Of our last long run today, 20 miles. I'm hoping this goes okay today and I feel confident afterward. 10 miles out, 10 miles back, one step at a time, I can do it. It's really raining out there though, mamma mia. Okay, I just finished 20 in just over 4 hours and I'm tired, but I feel okay. It was good. Okay, it's Saturday, April 6th, just over a week until the marathon. Amazing. Just had our last team run, 8 miles, went fine. And I feel good. I can't believe it. I didn't think I could do this. And I did it, so what else could I do? The wheels start turning. Okay, see you at the finish line.
That was WBUR climate and environment correspondent Barbara Moran. This piece was produced by Chloe Axelson. You can read Barb's full essay at wbur.org/cog. And good luck to Barb and our other WBUR colleagues running Boston on Monday, Kirsten Kalkhurst, Stephen Davey, Nick Wilson, and the Commons' very own Caitlin Hara. And that's it for today. We'll be back with our regular show tomorrow. For now, I'm Darryl C. Murphy, and I will talk to you tomorrow.